兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
母亲节快乐。
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, Happy Mother's Day. 我们的 Kelly 姐妹在教会的脸书上面的网页上面这样子描述今天。
Our sister Kelly described today and on our church Facebook page.
所以我借用她写的，我来给各位祝福问候。
So using her words, I'd like to give this greeting.
她说我们要献给我们在座的母亲。
And we want to offer up all the mothers in our midst.
献给我们在座的这个祖母。
And all the grandmas.
还有我们在座的曾祖母。
And great grandmothers.
还有那些不是我们的妈妈，但是像妈妈一样对待我们的妈妈。
Or, sisters that are not our real parents, but are like moms to us.
我们要向你说母亲节快乐。
We want to say to you, Happy Mother's Day.
教会里面这样子，不是你妈妈，却带你像妈妈一样带你的那个妈妈，就是很多。
There are a lot of sisters that are like mothers to you. There's a lot of those sisters.
是不是？
Isn't that so?
特别是我知道我们教会弟兄姐妹们当你生孩子或家里面有需要或者是生病的时候，你就看到教会里就是这些妈妈们的爱心。
Then we see the love of these sisters, just like your own mother when you're sick or when you need comfort or you need to be taken care of.
谢谢 Nancy 姊妹，还有这个我们儿童事工的同工们带领我们的孩子把诗篇31篇10到30节读出来。
We want to thank Sister Nancy and the children's worship team to lead the kids in reading Proverbs 31.
生动活泼有情感。
It is active, energetic, and also filled with a lot of heart and passion.
肯定比我在这边读给你们听更有意义。
It's probably a lot more meaningful than if I were to read it to you.
我在那些照片里面看到的时候，我很多的感触，我相信你们一样。
I was very moved when I saw those photos.
其中一个我看到的就是那些孩子小时候好可爱。
And one of them I see is when they're very, very young, they're so cute.
被父母抱在手中。
And they're held by their parents.
或者是坐在父母的膝盖上。
Or they're sitting on their parents' lap.
或者是坐在父母旁边，就是这样一个矮个。
Or they're just sitting right beside them.
你们有没有发现长大的孩子一个一个都比父母高？
Have you seen that as when they grow up, those photos, that they're all much taller than their parents?
我们家有一个孩子可能快要比父母高了。
I have one in my own family.
这个心中的滋味应该算是怎么说？这个是什么？高兴跟难过参半。
So it's a conflicting feeling inside. It's joy and
sadness. 今天是母亲节。
It is Mother's Day today.
所以我们今天要讲一个关于母亲的信息。
So of course today's message will be on mothers.
那母亲节的信息应该长还是应该短呢？
So, well, on Mother's Day, well, should the message be long or short?
那就要看你爱母亲多少。
Well, that'll depend how much love you have for your mother.
爱母亲多一点就讲长一点。
If you love your mother more, then the message will be longer.
爱母亲少一点就讲短一点。
So if you love your mother less, then the message will be shorter.
还是应该倒过来。
Or should it be the other way around?
爱妈妈多一点就讲短一点。
So if you love your mother more, then the message should be shorter.
We will find out. Yeah, 我们今天听完道的时候你就知道。
You'll find out after the message.
今天我们的经文只有一节。
We're only going to be going through one verse, actually, today.
诗篇31篇第30节。
And that is from Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30.
艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，唯敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
虽然经文只有一节,
although we only have one verse here,
但是我们要去了解认识它里面的意义，我们当然需要把它的这个前后文和它的背景需要做一个交代，因为因为这句话是这么的简洁，可是好却是这么的实在。
Even though it is a very short verse, but to understand it fully, we need to look at the full context with the verses before it and afterwards.
箴言最后一篇这一段讲到一个敬畏神的妇女的这段经文，从第十节到第三十一节，是一个很特别的一个一种诗词的题材。
It is a beautiful, poetic, sense given in Proverbs 31 from verse 10 to 30 that talks about
woman
who fears the Lord.
那这个题材呢，有人称他们为一种叫做离合诗，或者说是一种藏头诗或者字母诗。
And it is actually given in an acrostic poem.
什么叫做这种离合诗或字母诗呢？我给你们一个例子。
So what is an acrostic? I'll give you an example.
我读给各位听啊。Minding my own life more intensely than I do myself, I thought she would never grow old. Tears she sheds over me, her precious heart of gold. Her loving eyes always upon me, she is right, and always right she will be. 这首诗是英文的诗，你把它的字句对起来的时候，它的中间就拼出了一个字，是什么？
So if you read, of course, this is in English, but if you put the letters of all of the sentences put together, the letters in the middle spell mother.
它拼的字就是英文的 mother, 就是母亲。那这个就是所谓的一个字母诗。
And that's what that's an example of an acrostic poem.
为什么要把诗写成这个样子呢？
Well, why would you write it in such a way?
因为当你把诗写成这样的时候，你就是在称赞一个你很爱，然后呢很享受的一事情或者是一个人。
So when you write it in such a poetic way, it is really praising and adoring something or someone.
我们用这样的一个写诗的方法去描述，去称赞一个我们敬爱的人。
And we write it in such a way as to describe someone that we love and adore.
对不对？所以在箴言第三十一篇里面，这个诗人他就用了一个字母诗，他来描述他需要称赞他所敬爱的他的母亲，或者是一个妇人。
So in this particular verse, or in this passage, the poet describes someone or a woman that fears the Lord.
我们在中文的圣经、英文的圣经翻译里面，我们看不出来。
And in the Chinese translation or the English translation, we can't see that.
但是希伯来的原文里面，每一句话的开头就是用希伯来文里面的22个字母去对齐起来的。
But in the original Hebrew language, we can see that it actually starts with the Hebrew alphabet.
Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet.
Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet.
前面四句里面就是用这四个字母，第一个讲到 Aleph 就是讲到这个妇人 Asa。
And the first one, Aleph, is talking about a woman full of virtue.
Beth 讲到的就是这个妇人对这个丈夫对她的倚靠。
And Beth refers to the trust that her husband shares.
Beth, Batah. 然后呢 Gimel 讲到的是 他手中所做的一切，对不对？他为他的这个一生使他的丈夫有益无损，他所做的一切的工作，他的所作所为，这个是第三个字母 Gimel。
And the third Gimel is for the work she does for her husband.
然后第四节 Daleth 讲到的是他去寻找，他去寻找他要工作的这个材料，对不对 ？The Ross。
And then the fourth stands for how she seeks for the materials for her labor, for her work.
对我们来说，用的是哪一个字母？这个希伯来的字母是代表我们圣经翻译里面的哪一个字，并不是最重要的。
Well, it's not important to understand which of these Greek Hebrew alphabets are talking about translated to the poem in English.
对我们今天来说。最重要的是他用了希伯来文字母的22个字母，所有的字母来描述这样的一个妇人。
But it is important to understand that in the Hebrew translation, the poet used all 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet to write this passage.
换句话说，诗人所要表达的是，我要将我所有语言里面一切所能用的字，我要来描述，我要来称赞这个敬畏耶和华的妇人。
So this poet does it in such a way, and he thinks of the 22 praiseworthy things to describe this woman that fears the Lord.
这二十二并不是只说这妇人只有二十二种特性。
But that's not to say that this woman only has these only 22 attributes.
也不是说她只有也不是说他只能有二十二种特性。
Or it doesn't mean that she can only have these 22 attributes.
二十二代表的是完整。
22 represents completeness.
那所以今天我们既然讲到是一个要称赞敬畏耶和华妇女的信息。
But today's message is on how to praise a woman that fears the Lord.
那我觉得像今天的这样的一个讲道，我们应该要有三个方面我们能够做到。
So I'd like to accomplish three things when we study this topic together.
我想我们第一，我们需要能够怎么样？我们能够启发、鼓励、能够感动神的这个女儿们，能够去敬畏耶和华，就像圣经里面所描述的这位敬畏耶和华的妇女。
And hopefully this will encourage or inspire the women to fear the Lord as is described in this passage.
那第二呢，我们要能够启发、鼓励和感动做丈夫的、做孩子的，能够知道我们怎么样子去称赞那敬畏耶和华的妇女。
Second, it should inspire others, especially the husbands and the children, to praise women who fear the Lord.
那第三，我们要称赞敬畏耶和华的妇女。
And then thirdly, we should praise godly women that fear the Lord.
那如果我们要能够达到这三个目标的话，我想我们今天我们有三个问题我们要来回答。
So if we want to accomplish these three things, well, there's actually three questions that we should answer.
第一，什么是敬畏神？
First question is, well, what does it mean to fear the Lord?
那第二，为什么称赞一个敬畏耶和华的妇人是这么的重要？
And why is it important that we praise a woman who fears the Lord?
然后第三呢，我们要能够怎么样能够分辨出一个敬畏一个妇女是不是有敬畏耶和华？
And then third question is, how can you tell if a woman fears the Lord, and what does it look like?
对，一个有敬畏耶和华妇人的生命有什么不凡之处？
And is there a difference in the way that she lives her life?
那我们起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天你聚集我们属于你的孩子们，在你的面前，我们献上我们的敬拜。
Gather as you gather your children, we want to give you our worship.
就今天对我们许多人来讲，众人来说是一个特别的日子。
Today, For many of us, it is a special day.
因为不但我们来到你面前敬拜主，这是一个我们庆祝我们母亲、纪念我们母亲的一个日子。
Not only do we come before you to worship you, but it's also a day that we celebrate our mothers.
我们不得不承认，我们的生命虽然是从你而来，但是毕竟是经由我们母亲而使我们得到生命。
And we have to admit, of course, our life is given by you, but it is through our mothers that we are born onto this earth.
我们从我们的母亲的身上不但是得到生命的供养。
Not only do we have the life provisions from our mother,
我们得到他们的呵护，得到他们的照顾。
And it is their care for us that we receive.
我们得到他们的教导，我们得到他们的带领。
And we receive teaching and discipline and guiding from them.
而母亲的爱是一生一世的。
And the love of a mother is forever.
主，在这背后我们看见的是你完美的爱。
But through it all, we see the complete picture of your love.
所以我们为你所赐给我们的母亲，我们献上感谢。
So we give you thanks for the mothers that you have given us.
主，今天让我们带着纪念、爱慕我们母亲的心，我们来到你的面前，献上我们的敬拜。
So with a heart that adores and respects and loves our mothers, we come before you to worship you.
求神你的话充满我们。
May you fill us by your word.
让你的名得荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
I pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
所以我们第一个需要来了解认识的就是什么叫做敬畏神。
So the first thing we need to understand is, well, what does it mean to fear the Lord?
这节短短的经文，这一句短短我们读的经文说到，敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
And this very short passage, we read that a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
那到底在我们的日常生活当中，敬畏耶和华是什么一个样子呢？
So what does it mean to fear the Lord in our everyday life?
我想圣经里面在描述以色列人他们当时在神的面前过的一种生活，可以帮助我们了解什么叫做敬畏耶和华。
If we look at the life of the Israelites in the Old Testament in Exodus, we can learn what it means to fear the Lord.
出埃及记第二十章十八到第二十节。
Exodus chapter 20 verse 18 to 20.
以色列出了埃及，过了红海，众百姓见雷轰、闪电、脚声、山上冒烟，就发战，远远的站立，对摩西说：“求你和我们说话，我们必听；不要神和我们说话，恐怕我们死亡。”那摩西就对百姓说：“不要惧怕，因为神降临是为着要试验你们，叫你们能够时常敬畏他，不致犯罪。
Now, when all the people saw the thunder and the flashes of lightning and the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, the people were afraid and trembled, and they stood far off and said to Moses, You speak to us, and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us, lest we die. Moses said to the people, Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of him may be before you.That you may not sin.
前面百姓跟摩西说，不要让我们与神说话，或听见他说话。
And the Israelite says to Moses, "You speak to us. Don't let God speak to us."
所以第二十节摩西就跟他们先说，不要惧怕。
But then in verse 20, Moses responds by saying, "Do not fear."
可是他说不要惧怕之后，他又说。要你们常常敬畏他，这个敬畏在原文里面就是惧怕。
And then later it says, God has come to test you that the fear of him may be before you. And this fear is
在英文里面前后都是用同样一个字。
Well, in the English translation, it uses fear twice.
但是你看，在中文的翻译里面，他就说第一个叫做惧怕，第二个叫做敬畏。
In the Chinese translation, in the first verse, it says fear, but then afterwards it says
reverential fear.
所以中文圣经在翻译的时候就
尝试着把这个惧怕敬畏分开来。So
in the Chinese translation, it differentiates the reverent fear from regular fear.
所以让我们可以去想到说，原来对神所谓的敬畏，或者说对神所谓的这种惧怕，事实上它有不同的含义。So
there is a different meaning that when you fear the Lord and having reverential fear for the Lord.
不然的话很难了解这段经文，对不对？
Or else it's very hard to understand this passage.
摩西现在说你不要怕，然后又说可是你要怕。Because
Moses says do not fear, but then you also have to have reverential fear.
但是如果我们好好的弟兄姐妹，如果好好的来看这段经文，仔细去看它，去体会它，我们就发现答案就在神的话语里面。But
if you look at the passage, more carefully, then you will find the answer.
因为神是说，他是为了要试验你。Because
here it says God is testing the Israelites.
如果你害怕神，要躲避神，你就没有过了这个试验。If
you fear the Lord and flee from Him, then you have failed the test.
反而言之， 你如果虽然害怕他，可是你却仍然亲近他，你就过了这个试验。But
on the other hand, if you do fear him, but you still want to draw near to him, then you've passed the test.
所以摩西他第一个回答是跟百姓说，你们不要怕去见神。That's
why in Moses' first response, he says, do not fear God.
你不要去怕亲近神。Don't
fear drawing near to God.
你不要去怕听见神的声音。And
don't fear hearing God's voice.
但是同时，摩西又跟百姓说，你要怕的是什么？是神是那个拥有惊骇的全能的神。But
he also says that you need to fear God's powerful wrath.
然后你要怕的是神对罪的抵拒是凶锐不可抵挡的。And
that fear is the kindling of God's powerful wrath against sin.
No, so you went a little bit ahead. So what he wants them to be fearful is that God is fearfully powerful and that he is ferociously opposed to sin. 但是呢，因为那个害怕激起神因为罪所发出猛烈的震怒，这种害怕不应该驱赶我们从神的面前逃走，反而这种惧怕应该是驱赶着我们逃往神的面前，去寻求他丰盛的怜悯。Yeah, that was what you read earlier.
Oh. Mm-hmm. The fear of kindling God's powerful wrath against sin ought not to drive us away from God, but to God for mercy.
让我再重说一遍，这很重要，弟兄姐妹。Let
me repeat that. It's very important.
我们因为害怕激起神，因为他对罪发出的猛烈的震怒，这样的害怕不应该驱使我们逃离神的面前。 反而应该怎么样？让我们逃往神的面前，去寻求他的丰盛怜悯。So
again, the fear of kindling God's powerful wrath against sin ought not to drive us away from God, but towards God for mercy.
你知道，当我们家孩子屡次犯错的时候，You
know, when my children at home make a mistake or repeatedly makes mistakes.
第一次、第二次年纪小忘记。
First or second time because they're young.
第三次、第四次变成不把父母的话当作话来听。
So when they're young, maybe because they're forgetful, but as they grow older, they just deliberately disobey parents.
然后第五次、第六次根本就是在故意的顶撞你、忽视你。
And then fifth or sixth time, it's just outright rebelling against you.
一而再再而三 不断地发生的时候呢, 那这个爸爸的震怒要发出。
So repeatedly this happens and the wrath of the father will come out.
声音会很大。
So I will yell in a loud voice.
可以像打雷一样。
Like thunder.
因为我没看见他们在做什么，可是我听得到。
Even though I don't see what they're doing, but I can hear them.
所以雷声发出了。
So thunder sounds.
然后我就问是谁干的。
Then I will ask, who's done it?
我们家小孩人很多，你想总会有一个承认，对不对？
Because I have many children at home, one of them should admit fault.
可是不会有一个人要承认。
But then no one wants to admit
为什么?
Their fault. Why?
现在雷声都这么大了。Because
there's a thunderous sound.
你要承认的话，你不是挨揍吗？
Because if you admit your fault, then of course you'll be punished.
如果爸爸带着笑容说，啊，你们犯错了，哪一个人是做错的吗？
But if you have a gentle voice and ask, well, which one of you did this?
你承认的话，我给你一个糖果吃哦。And
if you admit, I'll give you a piece of candy.
那每个人都做错，对不对？
Then of course everyone will admit.
所以没有人，大家都在发抖。Of
course they tremble.
不敢说。
Fear.
不敢说。
They're afraid to admit.
但是他们不知道的是什么？But
what they don't realize is
他们哪一个人做错事情，应该是马上的认错，然后马上承认。 然后呢，跟爸爸说对不起，我不愿意再犯，但是我没学好，请你饶恕我，不要打得这么用力。So
if they realize they should admit that they've done something wrong, own up to it and ask for forgiveness.
这是家里小孩小的时候，但到了初中，你再讲打没用，你的雷声他们也不怕了，okay?
Of course, this is when your children are young, but as they grow older in their teenage years, then all of this doesn't work anymore.
所以记得雷声要在他们小时候就给他们有一个下马威，以后长大才有用, okay?
So remember that you need to threaten them with your thunderous voice when they're young.
那我就记得小孩子，他们当他们承认以后，知道要挨打了。
But of course, they know that once they admit their wrongdoing, they will be punished.
很可怜，但他们都会问一个问题。But
they always ask one question.
是打重的还是轻的?
Will you punish me more severely or lightly?
Are you going to hit me hard or just slightly? Right? 我说，打轻的没用，不如不打。Well,
if I hit you slightly, then might as well not hit you at all.
可是你已经认错了，我毕竟我的目的是让你学，所以我不会在我的愤怒当中用力的打你，我好像要把你打到皮开肉绽，我心里面才爽。But
because you've admitted that you wrong and owned up to it, that and you've learned your lesson, then I will not spank you in my anger.
因为你不是那个打死不认账的人。Because
you're not a person that
So because you're not someone who just would not admit to your wrong, right? You're not stubborn. You're not incorrigible. 所以我也不会要打得很重。那我就是就不重不轻的打一下吧。So
I won't, I'll just hit you medium.
Right. Goldilocks style.
Okay.
Right, is it Goldilocks? Yeah, Goldilocks style. Not too hard, not too soft. 但是我说不重不轻，但是你需要感觉到。But
you need to be able to feel the spanking.
但是当然呢，那个小小的孩子手放在这边遮着屁股，然后这样子低头落泪，那父亲打也打不下去，对不对？But
of course, when they're young, they're covering themselves up. Then of course, you know, you don't have the heart to spank them that hard.
所以神就用这样的情形教导我什么叫做神的震怒。But
through this, God teaches me what it means to what God's wrath is like.
可是神更重要的是教我什么叫做怜悯。But
then more importantly, God also teaches me what it means to have mercy.
当我们因为对神的惧怕，因为他是全能圣洁的神。
And when we have that reverent fear because he's the all-powerful God,
当我们因为知道他是那位有这个惊骇全能的神
and
someone who is fearfully powerful, right? 然后我们知道他对罪的那种抵挡是很凶锐的
and when his powerful wrath against sin comes out,
我们需要了解这不是要让我们逃避神
We have to understand that is not to drive us away from God.
反而是要让我们去逃往神的面前，接受他的怜悯。
But it is to run towards him for his mercy.
所以换句话说，敬畏神可以说是我们害怕，因为离开了与神的亲近而继续的走上这个罪恶之路。
Or in other words, when you are, when you fear God and you,
right there.
The fear of the Lord is fear of fleeing out of his fellowship into the way of sin.
敬畏神也可以说是因为我害怕，因为离开了与神的亲近，结果继续的在这个罪恶的路上走。
And you can, the fear of the Lord is fleeing out of his fellowship and you continue on your way of sin.
所以事实上弟兄姐妹当我们敬畏神的时候我们心里面是完全的有平安有稳定有盼望的。
But when you have the correct fear of the Lord, the reverent fear of the Lord, it is full of peace and security and hope.
因为当我们敬畏神的时候我们是跟这位满有怜悯的神是这个相伴而行的。
Because when you have the correct and reverential fear of the Lord, you are walking closely with him.
他是我们的山寨。
He is our fortress.
啊，他是我们的屏障。
And our refuge.
他是我们的盾牌。
Our shield.
他是我们的阳光。
And he's our sun.
所以敬畏神事实上是神要赐给我们祝福的一个很重要的一个观念。
And the fear of the Lord is a way or a concept of how he will bless us.
所以我们看见神多番多次的这样子告诉我们。
And he repeatedly tells us in his word,
你不需要翻圣经，但是我就把神的这个圣经的经文读给各位听，你们好好的听。
And you don't have to flip to it, I'll read the passages.
诗篇二十五篇十四节说：“耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将他自己的约指示给他们。”
Psalm chapter 25 verse 14: The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear Him; He makes known to them His covenant.
三十一篇十九节说：“敬畏你、投靠你的人，你为他们所积存的，在世人的面前所施行的恩惠是何等的大！”
And how abundant is thy goodness which thou hast laid up for those who fear thee and wrought for those who take refuge in thee.
三四篇第七节耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人的四周安营搭救他们。
And Psalm 34 verse 7 The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them.
一零三篇第十一节天离地何等的高他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
Psalm 103 verse 11 As the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him.
第十三节说父亲怎么样连续他的儿女耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人。
Verse 13 As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him.
一百四十五篇第十九节说：“敬畏他的，他必成就他们的心愿，也必听从他们的呼求，必定拯救他们。”
And Psalm 145 verse 19, He fulfills the desire of all who fear Him.
弟兄姐妹，神对于敬畏他的人所给予的应许、所给予的承诺，是如此惊人的浩大。
And the the promises of God that he gives to, and the blessings to those who fear him are great.
所以呢, 神常常将对人 要求人敬畏他的这个要求，与要人将我们的盼望放在他的身上的要求，常常是相提并论的。So
it is a requirement for those who fear him to trust in God.
Yeah, so yeah, because God's blessing to us through the fear of him is so great that you see often God's call for us to fear him is always mentioned and is inseparable to God's call for us to trust in him. 你看诗篇33篇18节，他说：“耶和华的眼目看顾敬畏他的人和仰望他慈爱的人。”Psalm
chapter 33 verse 18, it says, "The eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy."
然后147篇第11节，他又说：“耶和华的眼目看顾谁？看顾敬畏他的人和仰望他慈爱的人。”And
Psalm 147 verse 11, it says, "The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy."
一个敬畏神的女子,
so a woman who fears the Lord,
因为她不需要, 她不一定要结婚, 或者说一定要有孩子, okay? 所以是我们说女子, 我就不说妇女。
So we're talking about a woman, so she may not be, doesn't have to be married or have kids.
但是一个敬畏妇人的, 一个敬畏神的女子, 她不会离开神, 然后到其他的地方去找人事物来填满她心中的需求, 或者说让她能够得到她心灵里面焦虑的一种慰藉。
So a woman who fears the Lord will never run away from God to satisfy her or to find relief in her anxieties.
她会等候神,
she'll wait for the Lord.
她会因为耶和华而有盼望,
and because of her trust in God, she will have hope.
她会以神的心为心,
and she'll stay close to the heart of God.
然后她会信靠神所给她
and she will trust in the promises of God.
你知道我常在, 替人主婚的时候,
you know, a lot of times when I give marital counseling,
哦,不是证婚, when I'm marrying a couple,
or when I'm marrying a couple,
我常在, 替人, 这个证婚的时候, 我会用这样的话来鼓励新娘子。
And I'll usually give words of encouragement to the wife.
我会说神赐给了你一个这么好的一个丈夫。
I'll say to her, "Well, God has given you a great husband."
你们是彼此的依靠，会这个走过一生的。
And you will trust in him as you walk together.
那你知道你所选择的这个男人是值得你信靠的。
And you know that this man is someone that you can trust.
他是有给予你承诺的一个人。
And he is someone that has going to be faithful to you.
Yeah, and someone who's made promises to you.
Made promises to you.
可是呢, 不论这个男人是多么好的一个男人, 男人中的男人,
but no matter how great this man is,
他有一天会辜负你。
He will fail you.
那我讲这句话不是只是说来给你上一堂真实人生的一个课。And
I don't say this because I want to give you a life lesson.
也不是说好像从我自己个人生活当中累积的经验给你一些生活上面的一些应用智慧。Or
to give you conventional wisdom.
这是神话语里面的教导。
But this is the teaching from God's word.
人迟早都会辜负你对他的信任。
Man will fail when you trust in man.
人迟早都会辜负他给你的承诺。
They'll fail in the promises that he gives you.
人会辜负你对他的敬畏。
And they'll fail you because you fear him.
Well, yeah. If the fear of man will also fail, right?
可是信靠神带来的是自信。But trusting in God gives you confidence.
对神的盼望所带来的是平安。
And hope in God finds peace.
然后呢，对神的敬畏所带来的是心神的充沛和心灵的满足。
And the fear of God is what brings fulfillment and satisfaction to your inner spirit and soul.
如果不是如此的话，在生活当中其他的任何的选择，任何的道路都是暗淡无光，悬崖深谷，崎岖难行，使人失望寒心，然后你除了郁闷你还是郁闷。
The alternative is dismal, dreary, disappointing, and downright depressing.
How do you even translate that? No.
Right here.
离开了神，我们要走的这个道路，其他的任何的道路都是暗淡无光的，都是使人心寒的。
Because the alternative is just depressing and disappointing.
如果我们离开了神，选择走自己的路，或者走上罪的路，那后果太可怕了。
And when we depart from God and go on our own path or the path of sin, that's frightening.
所以我们害怕走上这样一条路，是不是？
So we should fear going down that path.
但是呢，如果我们能够躲避到全能真神他膀臂阴影的遮盖之下，那这是何等的荣美，我们是不愿意要去放弃他的。
But we should, want to pursue the benefits of abiding in the shadow of the Almighty.
Because it is too glorious to forsake, right? 你有没有想过你的母亲？
Have you ever thought about your mom?
你有没有想过你的母亲是不是一个敬畏耶和华的母亲？
Have you ever asked if your mom is one who fears the Lord?
或你有没有想过你孩子的母亲，就是你的太太
，or your wife, the mother of your children?
她是不是一个敬畏耶和华的女人
？Does she fear the Lord?
还是说你根本就从来没有去想她，或者说你忽略了这个女人她对神的敬畏？
Or have you neglected to even notice that she fears the Lord?
你有没有想象过，如果她没有对神的这种敬畏的心，她怎么样能够承受生活当中的压力？
Have you ever taken the time to recognize how without her fear of the Lord, how would she be able to withstand all the stress of life?
她如果没有对耶和华的敬畏，他怎么能够承担生活当中这么多的苦闷？
And if she does not have the fear of the Lord, how is she able to handle all the sorrows of life?
生活当中的创伤、心痛，他怎么承担？
Or the heartaches or the challenges of life.
但是虽然生活的压力大，
But although the stress of life is great,
他仍然能够对你有这么多的耐心，
But she can still remain patient with you.
仍然能够这么的爱你，
And to continue to love you.
然后还为你做这么多的牺牲，
And sacrifice for you.
对，你知道他所受的这些苦难和压力，有些是他控制不了的，外在的环境带来的。
And a lot of what she's going through and the stresses of life is out of her control. It's from external circumstances.
不错，她所遭受的这些苦难压力，有些是她自己的不足软弱所造成的。
Of course, some may be because of her own insufficiencies.
可是绝对肯定的是他的很多的苦难和压力是从你的身上而来的。
But certainly most of them might be because of you.
你有想过吗？
Have you ever thought about that?
我在准备这篇讲道的时候，
When I was preparing this message，
不断重复的在我的心中浮现一个词。
One term has repeated
a word
in my heart.
圣灵感动我。
And the Spirit moved me.
就是我们当中啊。
Is that within, among us?
有不少人没有饶恕他的母亲。
There's a lot of people that has not forgiven their mothers.
对母亲有多年的压抑 的这种愤恨。
There is a deep hatred, towards your mother.
对母亲的不满。
Or dissatisfaction.
对母亲的不谅解。
Or not being able to 谅解 understand.
Yeah, and unforgiving spirit.
Unforgiving spirit.
Yeah. 因为母亲待你不够好。
Because your mother didn't treat you as well.
因为母亲所做的选择使你受到伤害。
Or the decisions that she has made has caused you harm.
母亲从小的言语和对你的这个态度，让你的性格变成一个你不喜欢的人的样子。
Or the certain attitudes or words that from her made you into someone that you don't like to be.
但是你有没有去想象过你的母亲为什么是这样子的一个母亲？
But have you ever thought about why your mother is the way she is?
然后你有没有去想过，如果这个母亲也是蒙恩得救的神的儿女？
And have you ever thought that your mother is also saved by our Lord and a child of God?
主耶稣基督所赐给他的救恩，他那小小的信心是如此的维护着他，使得他在你的一生当中仍然是你最大的支持。
But that small faith that she has in her salvation and her trust in the Lord is what supports you.
如果没有对母亲的赦免， if, 如果你没有对你母亲有赦免，你如果没有赦免她，
if you have not forgiven your mother,
那你当然看不见她对神的敬畏。
Then of course you can't see her fear of the Lord.
你看不见主耶稣基督在他身上所成就的美好的工作。
You're not able to see the beautiful work that God is doing in her life.
你没有办法称赞，在神的面前称赞他。
You're not able to praise her before the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要。
We need to praise.
我们需要去赦免。
Well, we need to forgive them.
那我们怎么赦免他呢？
Well, how do we forgive them?
我是受伤害的这一方啊。
I'm the one that's hurt.
弟兄姐妹，我们可以赦免他。
We can forgive them.
因为我们是被主耶稣基督赦免的。
Because we are forgiven by our Lord Jesus.
我们是多么的顽固。
We are also so stubborn.
我们是如此的恶劣。
And we are wicked.
我们是如此的不可爱。
And we're so not lovable.
我们在我们里面一点好处都没有。
There's nothing good in us.
我们顶撞神。
We rebel against God.
因为罪的缘故，使得神自己要来到世上为我们的罪而死。
To a point where God has to send his son to die for us for our sins.
我们白白的得到了神的爱和他的救赎。
We received his love and his salvation.
我们有了新生命。
We have this new life.
难道我们不能用这个新生命去饶恕生我们的母亲吗？
Can't we use this new life to be able to forgive our mothers?
好了，现在你们两个牧师都要流泪的牧师了。
So, both pastors are what?
I can forget it. I'm just saying, I'm too moved. Now both your pastors are going to be tearing pastors now.
Oh.
Praise the Lord or sorrowful. Okay, anyway. All right, the moment is past.
Sorry, killed it.
我们要用我们的得救的生命，赦罪的生命，弟兄姐妹。
We have to use the new
the life, the, yeah, that we have from the Lord Jesus that has been forgiven. It is this new life we have in Christ. 我们要用这个生命，弟兄姐妹，我们要去饶恕我们的母亲。
And we have to use our new life that has been forgiven to forgive our mothers.
我们要学习看这个我们身旁对我们来说最重要的女人，她们的属神的属灵的性格啊。
And we have to be able to see that God-fearing character in them.
这个敬畏神的性格。
It is a God-fearing character.
如果你是孩子，你要学会看你母亲敬畏神的性格。
And if you are a child, you should want to be able to see that God-fearing character in your
mother. 你如果是丈夫，你要学习看你妻子敬畏耶和华的性格。
And if you are a husband, you want to be able to see the God-fearing character in your wife.
为什么敬畏耶和华？为什么敬畏耶和华？不，为什么称赞敬畏耶和华的女子是这么的重要呢？
Why is it important that we praise God-fearing women?
对不对？圣经讲得很清楚，她是敬畏耶和华的妇女，你要称赞她。
And it says very clearly in the verse, fear the Lord, fear God.
The instruction is very simple and straightforward, right?A woman who fears the Lord ought to be praised.
The woman who fears the Lord ought to be praised.
所以我想，我就今天我们就举三点来说好了。
And I'll raise three points.
第一
，first is
称赞一个敬畏耶和华的女子是很舒服的一件、很享受的一件事情。
To praise such a woman, God-fearing woman, it feels good to do it.
今天早上我就这样做了。
And this morning I did so.
然后呢，听到的人就感觉很舒服。
So the person that heard it felt good.
那他感觉舒服，我也感觉舒服啊。
Of course, if she feels good, then I feel good.
Okay. 要去称赞一个敬畏耶和华的女子，为什么？第二个是因为这是尊重神的一件事情。
And second, it is because it pleases the Lord.
Yeah, it honors God. Yeah.那第三个呢，就是当你去称赞一个敬畏耶和华女子的时候，我们就在主里面，我们坚定她的手，我们使她得到力量。
And third is when you praise the God-fearing woman, it strengthens her.
Now C.S. Lewis, 路易斯，他这个文学是很有修养的一个英文的基督徒，这个英国的基督徒。
And
他这样子说
，C.S. Lewis, a famous Christian, British Christian,
他说啊，赞美或者说是称赞，不只是一种喜乐的表现，它是喜乐的圆满的发挥，圆满的发挥。Yeah, right there, Pete, right there.
Oh.Praise is not merely the expression of joy, but the consummation of joy.
你知道，当我们称赞人的时候
，You know, when we praise someone,
这不是只是说我们因为喜欢这个人或喜欢这件事情，所以我们有一个称赞的表现呢、啊、
？And it's not
It's not simply just an expression of something that is enjoyable that you're praising people.Right? What it's saying is the joy you have is complete when you're able to express it in praise. 是不是？ 这个称赞本身不是只是一个心中喜乐的表现，而是说当我们在称赞的时候，我们心中的这个喜乐就得到了完全的发挥，完全的经历，对不对？当我能够在人的面前称赞我的妻子的时候，
So when I can praise my wife before people,
我心里面得到的这个满足感和我心里面喜乐的成分是比我在家里面自己两个人私底下讲的是大过太多的。
And it brings more satisfaction than when I praise her when we're just on our own.
所以我会喜欢在众人面前讲我太太的好。
And that's why I would enjoy praising my wife in front of others.
可是今天早上我跟她说，你将会在我的讲道当中，她给了我一个眼色，我就知道我不应该讲。
But when I told her that I will be sharing this message and bring her into the message, then she gave me a look.
所以今天我的喜乐稍微有一点点减低。
So of course my enjoyment has decreased.
但是我现在这样子讲，我也是很高兴。
But of course I still enjoy giving this message.
所以虽然没有讲，还是讲了，我喜乐满足了。
So my joy is satisfied.
弟兄姐妹，我知道特别对我们华人来讲，或者说我们性格比较内敛的人来说。
So for us as a Chinese people,
yeah. Culturally, most of us, or personality-wise, I think many of us, we're more reserved. 所以我们就说不要太显露了。So 心里面想一想就好了。
So we say, don't be too revealing. Just think about it inside.
对不对？可能点个头。
Or just nod your head a little bit.
可能写个小纸条。
Or give a little note.
讲都不用讲。
And you don't even need to say it.
I sent a text to her this morning already. 我今天早上已经给她送短信了，所以不需要再用口头讲了。
So I've already texted her and given her a little message.
可是弟兄姐妹，我觉得我们要学习表达。
But we need to learn how to express.
我不讲 ，Cindy 知道我对她的看法。
If I don't say it, she knows. How I feel about her.
她是一个敬畏耶和华的女子。
Because she is a woman that fears the Lord.
她如果不敬畏耶和华，她今天就不会继续跟着我了。
Because if she's not God-fearing, she would not continue to be with me.
太辛苦了。
Because it's too hard.
但是她爱神，所以她只好继续的接受我。
But because she fears the Lord, then she accepts me.
她知道我爱她。
She knows that I love her.
她知道我非常的看重她。
She knows that I look at her highly.
可是当我不讲的时候，她心里面心灵会枯干。
But if I don't express it, then she may shrivel up inside.
然后你知道，当她心灵开始枯干的时候，我的生活也变成越来越没亮光。
But if her spirit inside shrivels up, then of course my life would be.
可是当对，可是当我能够
depressing.
I die a little inside. Okay. Yeah. 但是当我能够有所表达的时候，弟兄姐妹
，But when I have the opportunity to express it，
她听到了，她就得到激励。
But once she hears it, it strengthens her.
啊，那朵快要关起来的花又绽开了。
Though, so the dying flower will blossom again.
然后我看到了，我心情就好了。
And then when I see her, then I'm joyful too.
那我们的这个心中彼此所该有的喜乐就圆满，是不是
？So then that joy that we have together becomes complete.
那今天在母亲节，我可以讲我孩子的妈妈，就是我太太的事情，我心里面也特别的享受。
So I enjoy it because I'm speaking of my wife and the mother of my children.
所以你们可能心里面觉得怎么那么奇怪，听神的话要舒服吗？
So it may be a little strange that is it enjoyment to hear God's word?
神说你要称赞那敬畏耶和华的妇女，让我舒服，难道不对吗？
So is it wrong when God says that it honors me and pleases me to honor a God-fearing woman?
弟兄姐妹，就是如此。
That is so.
我们如果遵照神的话语去过我们的生活，神的话语是滋润我们的心灵，是让我们身体舒畅，是舒服的。
Because it feels good when we obey and listen to the instruction of in God's word.
弟兄姐妹，我想要对我们当中有些人啊，这个包括我自己在内。
I'd like to speak to everyone in our midst, including myself.
有的时候，说实在话，
there are times
这个不愿意称赞人的这种人啊，
there are people that are reluctant or don't like to praise others.
或说是吝啬不愿意称赞人的这种心态。
Or an attitude of just being stingy or grumpy.
事实上，对，事实上这种人就是吝啬，啊，就是自私，然后就整天缩在自己的小角落里面，就是那种闷又是闷又是闷到不行的那种人。
Those people are just stingy and
they're grouchy, they're cranky.They're whiny, they're discontent, they're Scrooges, 是不是？这个生命，这是有病态的生命啊。
And that is a life that is unhealthy.
这是从你的心灵深处有病，是不是？
Of course, that's a sickness.
整天就是埋怨，整天就是不足，整天就是在那边，然后脸上生气。
And they grumble, and they're never satisfied, and they always complain.
完全没有喜乐。
There's no joy in them.
那我自己包括在内啊，是不是？
And I'm also like that.
所以有时候我们真的，我们要把那个人抓起来抖一抖，摇一摇。
Sometimes you just want to pick those type of people up and shake them a little.
你清醒一下好不好？
And you want to wake them up.
你不要成为那个，对不对？这个世界上面那种腐烂的东西。
Don't become
Don't be the decomposers of the world.
Yeah.
对不对？你是主耶稣基督为你而死的那个宝贵的生命哎。
You are precious and have been saved by God.
是不是神说你要时常喜乐？
God says, be joyful always.
神说你要在凡事上谢恩，对不对？
And in all circumstances, give thanks.
这不是只是一种理想上面我们没有办法经历的一种哦神圣的理念，我们听一听就算了。
That's just not a concept or head knowledge that we just listen to.
不，这是神要给我们最大的在生活当中天天可以经历到的实际。
It is something practical that we can experience every day that has been given by God.
所以睁开双眼吧。
So open your eyes.
神在你的生命当中，神在你的生活周遭。
God is within every aspect of your life.
神在你的母亲，神在你的妻子的生命上面成就了多么伟大的工作。
God has done great work in the life of your mother and or your wife.
如果没有主，
If it's not because of the Lord,
你生命中这个最重要的女人，她会生命的呈现是何等的不同。
The most important woman in your life would be very different.
神已经在他们的生命当中给予了美好。
God has, in their life, God has already given you the best.
神已经借着他们的生命呈现出神的美丽。
And it is through their life, God's beauty is manifested.
所以停止你的这个埋怨，停止你的这个批评。
So stop your complaining and your criticism.
开始学习称赞人。
And learn how to praise people.
一个合神心意的称赞。
A praising that is pleasing to the Lord.
是一种因为圣灵充满了你而你口不自禁的需要说出来的称赞。
And it is a praise that is because of the filling of the Spirit that overflows with praise.
你去试试看。
Try it out.
感觉很好。
And it feels good. I've only been halfway in the message.
对母亲的爱还没表达完。
But we have not completed our expression of love for our mother.
开玩笑的。所以我们要学习称赞耶和华这个敬畏耶和华的妇女，因为这是神给我们的祝福。
So we need to learn how to praise a God-fearing woman in our life because that's a blessing from God. We will receive blessing. 这是
让我们感觉舒服的。
And it also feels good.
那第二，我们要能够去称赞这个敬畏神的妇人啊，因为这是尊重神的。
And we want to be able to praise God-fearing women because it honors God.
你说我在称赞人啊，我不称赞人的。我嘴巴很圣洁，我只称赞神。
Well, you say, I don't praise people. I only praise, my lips are only reserved to praise God.
称赞人让他骄傲啊。
Because if I praise someone else, it makes them arrogant.
我专门就是帮助人谦卑。
I am teaching others how to be humble.
我就称赞神，就赞美神。
I only praise God.
弟兄姐妹，当我们称赞任何神所造之物，或让我们称赞任何能够高举神的事物，我们就是在什么？称赞神。
But we have to understand when we praise something God has made or praise something that exalts Him, we are actually praising Him.
你不会称赞一个敬畏耶和华的妇女，不是神的问题，是你的问题。
And if you don't praise a God-fearing woman, it's not God's problem, it's your problem.
那是因为你不懂得看见神在他身上的工作。
Because you have not learned to see the great work that God has done
in your life. 你如果真是一个会称赞神、赞美神的人。
But if you are someone that knows how to praise God.
哦，当你看见这个人是属神的人。
And then when you see someone that belongs to God,
是一个被神使用的人,
and it is someone that is used by God,
是一个敬畏神的人,
and it's someone that fears God,
你看见的不是人,
then you won't see just merely man.
你看见的是神在这个人身上的工作。
You will see what God has done in this person's life.
当你在称赞这个人或称赞这件事情的时候，弟兄姐妹，你就是在称赞神。
So when you're praising something or someone, you are actually praising God himself.
你真要称赞神吗?
Do you want to praise God?
你要学习称赞神吗?
Do you want to learn how to praise God?
那你要去称赞你的母亲。
Then you need to learn how to praise your mother.
那你要去称赞你的妻子。
Or your wife.
那你要去称赞那些敬畏耶和华的妇女。
And praise women that are God-fearing.
好，第三我讲到了，我们要称赞敬畏耶和华妇女的原因是什么？因为你这是坚定他，你这是帮助他得能力的。
And the third point why we praise God-fearing woman is because we strengthen her.
哇，这第三点，我觉得弟兄姐妹，这是一个好重要、好重要，而且很宝贵的一点。
And this is so important and precious.
当我们称赞敬畏耶和华的妇女的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们是坚定他们，我们是能够带给他们力量的。
And when we praise these women, these God-fearing women, we are giving them strength. We are strengthening them.
这个世界上面太多引诱我们离开神、不敬畏神的事情。
There's a lot of things in this world that distracts us or lead us away from God.
哦，这个经济不稳定。
When there's financial insecurity.
Yeah. 我们对于经济的不稳定的恐惧比我们对神的恐惧还更多。
And the fear of financial insecurity surpasses the reverent fear of our God.
我们害怕被朋友不喜欢比我们害怕神还更多。
Or the fear of not being liked surpasses our fear of the Lord.
我害怕我的丈夫不回应我对他的爱，我害怕我的孩子不回应我对他的爱，多过于我害怕 敬畏，我多过于我对神的害怕。
Or the fear of your spouse or husband or your children not reciprocating the love surpasses the fear of the Lord.
我害怕失去我的健康。
Or I fear losing my health.
我害怕我的生命死亡多过于我害怕神。
Or even death itself. The fear of death surpasses fear of God. 我们在生活当中是
不断不断的在受到引诱，引诱什么？叫我们放弃神吧，放弃神吧。我们还是看眼前重要的事情。
So there's always temptations that tries to lure us away from God and focus on what's in front of us.
把这位爱我们的大牧者放掉吧。
Just
let go of this great shepherd of our life, of our souls. 对不对？我们只要顾到的就是我们眼前所看见的。我们要看到的是我们这个世界上面、物质上面我们能够碰到、摸到、看到的。
And what we focus on is what's in front of us that we can see and what we can touch.
虽然我们知道他们不能长久，虽然我们知道他们也会朽坏，虽然我们知道这一切可能也会辜负我们，我们却宁可在这当中打转。
Even though we know that those things are temporary and those things can fail us, but we still continue to focus on those.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在我们的生活当中，我们需要不断的被坚定。
So, dear brothers and sisters, in our life, we need to continue to be strengthened.
我们需要有我们身旁爱我们的圣徒告诉我们说，坚持下去，我在旁边跟着你一起走。
And we need believers, fellow believers beside us to support us and strengthen us and tell us that they're walking beside us.
我们需要听见啊，神借着我们身旁的亲人、弟兄姐妹们鼓励我们说，你是一个敬畏神的人。
And we need those people to encourage us and strengthen us and tell us that we are God-fearing.
你做得很好。
Good job, well done.
你是我的榜样。
You are my example.
所以丈夫听到了吗？
So, husbands, have you heard?
孩子听到了吗？
Have you heard, children?
箴言第三十一章第二十八节怎么说啊？
Proverbs 31 says, Verse 28.
刚刚孩子替我们读到了，好喜欢啊！他说：“他的儿女起来称他有福，他的丈夫也称赞他。”
Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her.
箴言第三十一章不是只是给你妈妈，不是只是给你妻子，不是只是给女人的经文啊。
And Proverbs 31 is not a passage just for mothers or wives or women.
对一个女人，箴言三十一章的意义跟对你来说是一样的。
And the meaning of this passage to you is just as important to a mother or a wife.
对一个爱神的女人，当她敬畏耶和华，当她读这篇经文，对她来讲，这段经文的价值，弟兄姐妹，对做丈夫的，对做孩子来说，是有相同价值的。
It is just as precious, these words are just as precious to the husband and the children.
我想今天不是说今天啦，在我们人的这个生命当中，
I think today in people's lives
可能可以说一个算是一种最大的遗憾之一，
One of the biggest regrets
就是一个孩子没有机会在他没有办法再跟他母亲说话之后没有能够表达他的心声，
is that a child is not able to express how they feel.
在母亲过世之前，孩子没有办法 表达他对他母亲的心意。
A child not able to have the opportunity to express their feelings towards a mother before they pass away.
妈妈生前很多事想要跟她说，你却没有说。
A lot of things that you wanted to say but didn't have a chance to.
那妈妈过世以后，在她的坟墓前面哭啊，说的人家听不到了。
And after they passed, you're crying at their gravesite, but they can no longer hear you.
所以不要，你不要成为那样的一个人。
Don't be such a person.
你要告诉他。
You need to express how you feel.
Yeah, 你要用言语告诉他。
And use words.
你要用行动告诉他。
And your actions.
你要告诉他什么？
And what do you need?
你要起来告诉他。你是有福的。
And you should rise up and tell her that she's blessed.
你是受到称赞的。
And you are to receive praise.
你要告诉她，然后你就能坚定她。
And once you express and praise her, then you've strengthened her.
你就在她的生命当中，你就带给她力量。
And you've given her strength in her life.
那对丈夫来说呢？
And to a husband,
如果突然之间我失去了我的太太，
If for some reason I've lost my wife,
我相信我一定会很恼恨自己。
I believe that I would hate myself?
Yeah.
I would hate myself.
我会说，为什么我上次跟他的对话事实上是吵那种家庭当一个琐碎小事呢？
Why did I just have a small disagreement with her? Or a little fight?
明明就是小小的一件事情，为什么我们吵了好几个小时，然后几天不说话？
It was something so small that it caused us not to speak to each other for days.
为什么我这么会批评人呢？为什么我老是在鸡蛋里挑她的骨头，这个鸡蛋里挑骨头呢？
Why am I so critical of her?
为什么我没有多给点她我对她的感谢和我对她的称赞？
Why didn't I praise her a little bit more or thank her a little bit more?
为什么我没有去遵行神的对我的命令说你要去赞美他，你要去尊荣他，你要去爱护他。
Why didn't I follow God's instruction or command to honor her and to love her and to praise her?
有的时候，当我们对事情的看法角度，从对生命真正的价值有了一个正确评估的时候，我们要改变我们的行为。
And we have a different or a changed perspective on life or in the way we see things, we need to change our behavior.
我们永远都不会对死亡这样的事情会觉得舒服的。
We would never feel good about death.
但是当我们好好的把生命甚至从死亡的角度来看的时候，我们就发现生命的价值是我们需要去维护的。
And we need to value life.
所以圣经里面告诉我们，儿女要起来，要称他有福，丈夫也要来称赞他。
That's why in verse 28 it says, children rise up and call her blessed, and her husband also, he praises her.
听到了吗？做丈夫的。
Have you heard, husbands?
今天你就一件事情需要做。
So there's one thing that you must do today.
你一定要做。
You have to do it today.
因为是神的话。
Because that is God, it is God's word.
就是要去称赞他。
Is that you need to praise her.
然后再称赞他。
And then praise her again.
然后再称赞他一次。
And then praise her one more time.
然后再称赞他。
And then praise her.
直到他受不了了。
Until she can't stand it anymore.
开始打你了。当你还拥有你妻子的时候，你要好好的称赞她。
When you still have your wife, you need to praise her.
你就可以坚定她在神面前的心。
And then you can strengthen her heart.
你就能够尊重神。
Then you can honor God.
然后呢，你的喜乐就能够得到圆满。
And your joy will be complete.
我们当中很多敬畏神的妇女。
There are a lot of God-fearing women among us.
说一句实话。
Tell you the truth.
对有些人来讲，可能是一个不好听的话。
To a lot of people, it may not sound too good.
教会里面敬畏耶和华的女人比男人多。
There's more God-fearing women than God-fearing men.
这不是一个好事。
It's not a good thing.
只要是属神的儿女，都应该是敬畏耶和华的。
As long as you're a child of God, you should fear the Lord.
那虽然呢，也许你是一个男人，你没像太太一样敬畏神。
But if you are a man that just like your wife that is God-fearing,
那你至少要学会称赞那位敬畏耶和华的女人。
Then you should know how to praise your wife that is a God-fearing woman.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，我们难道不是在从我们母亲的爱当中，我们看到你爱的伟大？
We see your great love through the love that we receive from our mothers.
我们的母亲不是完美的。
Our mothers are not perfect.
但是我们的母亲是你给我们爱的一个管道。
But she is a conduit for the love that we receive from you.
岁月和生活在他身上所刻画出来的这些痕迹
and the scars that are left by time and just life
很多是伤痕
and a lot of them do leave scars
但是你坚定他们
but you strengthen them
他们的心他们的眼他们的手永远都是在他们的孩子身上
Their heart, their eyes, and their hands are always for their children.
从母亲的生命当中，我们学习了到你的爱。
And from the life of a mother, we learn the love that comes from you.
如果我们不懂得爱我们的母亲，
If we don't know how to love our mothers,
我们不敢说我们懂得如何爱你。
Then we can't say we know how to love you.
主，今天在这个母亲节的主日当中。
And on a Mother's Day Sunday,
我们大胆的在神你施恩的宝座面前祈求你大大的赐福于我们的母亲。
And we boldly ask that you greatly bless our mothers.
母亲都是你所挚爱的。
And mothers are loved by you.
母亲是你给他们添加力量的。
And you give strength to our mothers.
你知道我们母亲的心声。
And you know the hearts of them of our mothers.
你知道我们母亲的需要。
And you know their needs.
主，让我们做丈夫、做孩子的，能够顺着你的教导，我们也来爱护、称赞我们的母亲、妻子。
And as husbands and children, let us learn how to praise our mothers and our wives.
我们要竭尽所能的能够坚定他们。
To all of our abilities, we need to strengthen them.
我们要竭尽所能的带给他们喜乐。
And to bring them joy.
然后我们自己太软弱、太无知、做不到的部分，主，我们求你丰丰富富加倍的添加。
And in the areas where we will fail or in our weaknesses, may you fill those gaps and
愿敬畏耶和华的妇人不但得到人的称赞，能够得到主你亲自的称赞。
May the God-fearing woman not only receive blessing from others, but also directly from you.
让祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.